The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's the weekend. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, April 30th, 2022, Saturday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Pope St. Pius V, born in 1504. During his papacy, he had to put the church back together again. It had been shaken by corruption, the Reformation, constant threat of Turkish invasion, and by the bloody bickering of the young nation states. He had the task of implementing the reforms of the Council of Trent. Pius ordered the founding of seminaries. He published a new missal, new breviary, a new catechism. He established confraternity of Christian doctrine classes for the young. He enforced legislation against abuses in the church. He built hospitals, provided food for the hungry, and gave money to poor Roman converts. His decision to keep wearing his Dominican habit led to the custom to this day of the Pope wearing a white cassock. He spent long hours in prayer, fasted rigorously, deprived himself of many customary papal luxuries, and faithfully observed the spirit of the Dominican rule that he had professed. Pope St. Pius V died in 1572. St. Pius V, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Fear is one of the most basic human emotions. It is programmed into the nervous system and works like an instinct. From the time we are infants, we're equipped with the survival instincts necessary to respond to fear when we sense danger or feel unsafe. In this sense, fear helps to protect us. It makes us alert to danger and prepares us to deal with it. Feeling afraid is very natural and helpful in some or many situations. Fear can be like a warning, a signal that cautions us to be careful. So it is natural to have fear of height. If you are standing near a cliff, we have to be careful not to fall down. Otherwise, we could be killed. It's natural to have fear of a skunk and try to stay as far away as possible. Otherwise, well, you know the consequences. Likewise, it's also natural to have fear of, let's say, poison ivy, if you're walking through the forest where that plant is known to exist. I paid a dear price for it one day while out playing golf. My shot went errant, as, well, they sometimes do. In order to retrieve the lost golf ball, I went to the bush and accidentally, my exposed right arm came in contact with the plant. Ignoring to take the precautionary measures meant subsequent suffering for me. Lord, on this Saturday of the second week of Easter, we are going to hear the words of St. John, who describes one of the many episodes in the life of the apostles when they experienced fear, and how you, Jesus, as always, calm them down, and help them to face fear and overcome it. St. John said that it was evening, and Jesus sent his disciples to get into a boat and cross the sea toward Capernaum. You, Jesus, were not with them. Everything went smoothly for this group of men, as they knew the sea like the back of their hands, even in the darkness out in the waters. Suddenly, the wind started to blow with strong gusts. They began to experience fear, most likely because it was not an ordinary wind, but something which was quite intense and very threatening. The boat in which they were moving began to be tossed up and down, sideways, and shaking and creaking, as if the boat is about to be broken up into pieces, right in the middle of the sea. Despite this fear, though, these men tried their best to steady the boat, hurl down the sails quickly, grab onto any of the fixed parts of the boat for their dear life. What they're really afraid of was drowning and death. They could sense a real danger to their lives. All of a sudden, in that darkness, in the very angry and stormy sea, they saw a figure walking on the water heading toward them. This phantasmatic appearance, what appeared like a ghost, added even more to their fear. "It's a ghost! It's a ghost!" they shouted. As this apparition came near the boat, they were amazed to hear the familiar voice of their master and rabbi, who told them with a very serene, calm, and strong voice, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Just try to put yourself in their shoes during these 10 minutes of prayer with Jesus. If you are Peter, for instance, being very afraid of the impending doom of possible death due to the violence of the sea, he is also very fearful of what will happen to his loved ones were that to happen. What will happen to his wife, his mother, his relatives? Fearful of the uncertainty of their future without his physical presence and the livelihood he had been providing them. Will they have enough to eat? Will protect them? How will they be able to deal with the sorrow of death of their beloved one, and so forth? However, Peter, along with all the others in the boat, each one with his own emotions and fears and anxieties, heard the unmistakable, reassuring voice of their master. "It is I. Do not be afraid." At that, all their fears evaporate instantaneously because Jesus is with them, and with Jesus, everything will turn out well as always. After all, did they not witness and even experience divine power at work? Did not Jesus, with his words, with a simple command, "Be made clean," cured many lepers? Likewise, did not Jesus chase out the evil spirits who took possession of the poor, unhappy souls, by commanding them to leave the suffering individuals immediately? Even more astounding was the command of Jesus directed toward the grave in which lay the corpse of Lazarus, his friend. He was dead for 4 days. His sister, Martha, in an endearing tone of complaint to Jesus, told him precisely that. She said, "Lord, by this time there'll be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Yet you, Jesus, told them not to be afraid, since you are the life and the resurrection. In this regard, Jesus, we continue to contemplate your resurrection during this Easter season. And as we do so, we humbly beg of you now, in these remaining 10 minutes of dialogue with you, to help us deal with the most radical cause of human fear. It's not about being fearful of insects. It's not about being fearful of the nasty and inclement weather. It's not even about pain and suffering and illness. Jesus, no. The radical fear that all of us face is death, the fear of death. And you, Jesus, my Lord, embraced your own death without any fear, in the midst of indescribable pain, agony, and suffering. Your calm on that cross on Calvary. You even forgave and consoled those gathered around you as your death was approaching. Has been filled with fear like the two thieves who were dying with you on that day, you could not possibly have prayed to your Heavenly Father, asking him to forgive your enemies, those very persons who are insistently asking for your blood, crying out tauntingly, "Crucify him, crucify him." No, Jesus, you face your death with absolute serenity, calm, and total abandonment. How were you able to do that? What gave you that peace, the self-dominance, and that equanimity? I'd like to guess, Jesus. I think it is because you knew, with your divine knowledge, that your death was a redemptive death, and as such, life will conquer death. After all, what is redemption but the victory of love over hatred, the mastery of grace over sinfulness, the triumph of life over death? You said, Jesus, that you make all things new, eternally fresh, dynamic, and full of divine life. Now, I begin to understand a little bit what St. Paul said. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Death causes fear. Grave provokes fear. But where is your sting, death? When Jesus, my Redeemer, has destroyed your very existence with his glorious resurrection. We offer the following Easter preface during the Holy Mass. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. This absolute certainty of your resurrection, Jesus, is what has given your followers all these centuries our boldness, our fearless boldness, to confront all kinds of fears in this life, especially that of persecution for our faith, the possible martyrdom which could arise from it. But since I firmly believe in the resurrection of the definitive victory of life over death, I am afraid no more. It comes to my mind now, Jesus, those memorable words of your vicar on earth, St. John Paul II, when his inaugural homily preached with such passion on October 22, 1978. He said, "So often today, man does not know what is within him, the depth of his mind and heart. So often, he is uncertain about the meaning of his life on this earth. He is assailed by doubt, or doubt which turns into despair. We ask you, therefore, we beg you with humility and trust, let Christ speak to man. He alone has words of life, yes, of eternal life." Again, Jesus, because we firmly believe in your resurrection and the reality of the eternal life, there's really nothing for me to fear. Continuing with the homily of St. John Paul II, he said, "Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid to welcome Christ and accept his power. Help the Pope and all those who wish to serve Christ, and with Christ's power to serve the human person and the whole of mankind. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ. To his saving power, open the boundaries of states, economic and political systems, the vast fields of culture, civilization, and development. Do not be afraid. Christ knows what is in man. He alone knows it. Help me, Jesus, with the boldness of my faith, to be your instrument, to spread your power and grace to those around me. Help me, my blessed mother, to be steadfast, bold, and fearless as you were under the cross, because you never doubted your son's promise of resurrection. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 14 minutes past the hour on Saturday, April 30th, Saturday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Thank you. Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power. He threatened the Red Sea. It dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
Save your people, Lord.
Bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
They failed to destroy the peoples as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress so often as he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord, our God, save us. Bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. In the right hand of the one who sat on the throne, I, John, saw a scroll. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could be found to open the scrolls or examine its contents. I wept bitterly because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right by his victory to open the scroll with the seven seals." Then, between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, I saw a lamb standing, a lamb that had been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These eyes are the seven spirits of God, sent to all parts of the world. The Lamb came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. along with their harps. The elders were holding vessels of gold filled with aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. This is the new hymn they sang. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. As my vision continued, I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, thousands and tens of thousands, and they all cried out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise." Then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Everything in the universe cried aloud, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor, glory and might forever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Worthy are you, Lord, to take the book and open its seals, for you were slain for us.
With your blood you have purchased us for God. Alleluia.
You have made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God.
With your blood you have purchased us for God. Alleluia.
From the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy of the Second Vatican Council. In his desire that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, God spoke in former times to our forefathers through the prophets on many occasions and in different ways. Then, in the fullness of time, he sent his Son, the Word made man, anointed by the Holy Spirit, to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted as the physician of body and spirit and the mediator between God and men. In the unity of the person of the Word, his human nature was the instrument of our salvation. Thus in Christ there has come to be the perfect atonement that reconciles us with God, and we have been given the power to offer the fullness of divine worship. This work of man's redemption and God's perfect glory was foreshadowed by God's mighty deeds among the people of the Old Covenant. It was brought to fulfillment by Christ the Lord, especially through the paschal mystery of his blessed passion, resurrection from the dead, and ascension in glory. By dying, he destroyed our death, and by rising again, he restored our life. From his side, as he lay asleep on the cross, was born that wonderful sacrament which is the Church in its entirety. As Christ was sent by the Father, so in his turn, he sent the apostles filled with the Holy Spirit. They were sent to preach the gospel to every creature, proclaiming that we had been set free from the power of Satan and from death by the death and resurrection of God's Son and brought into the kingdom of the Father. They were sent also to bring into effect this saving work that they proclaimed by means of the sacrifice and sacraments that are the pivot of the whole life of the liturgy. So, by baptism, men are brought within the paschal mystery. Dead with Christ, buried with Christ, risen with Christ, they receive the Spirit that makes them God's adopted children, crying out, "Abba, Father. And so they become the true adorers that the Father seeks. In the same way, whenever they eat the supper of the Lord, they proclaim his death until he comes. So on the very day of Pentecost, on which the church was manifested to the world, those who received the word of Peter were baptized. They remained steadfast in the teaching of the apostles and in the communion of the breaking of bread, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. From that time onward, the church has never failed to come together to celebrate the Paschal mystery by reading what was written about him in every part of Scripture, by celebrating the Eucharist in which the victory and triumph of his death are shown forth, and also by giving thanks to God for the inexpressible gift he has given in Christ Jesus to the praise of God's glory. I am the true vine, and you are the branches.
Whoever lives in me, and I in him, brings forth much fruit. Alleluia.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love.
Whoever lives in me, and I in him, brings forth much fruit. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Set aside, O Lord, the bond of sentence written for us by the law of sin, which in the Paschal mystery you cancelled through the resurrection of Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday of the second week of Easter, April 30th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the disciples see the Lord walking on the water and they are near panic. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea rose because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat. They were frightened.
It is I. Do not be afraid.
Then they were glad to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. I like the gospel feel of that. From Donna Lee, Immaculate Mary, our tribute to the Blessed Mother on this Saturday, her day of the week. It's 18 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We pray with the whole church now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the 10-stringed lyre and the lute, with a murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like the grass and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears gladly heard of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing. Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing.
Alleluia.
Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. A faithful God, without deceit, how just and upright he is.
Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you?
Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God, while the Lord's own portion was Jacob. His hereditary share was Israel.
He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye.
As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange god was with him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life.
I inflict injury, and I bring healing.
Alleluia.
You have crowned your Anointed One with glory and honor. Alleluia.
You have crowned your Anointed One with glory and honor.
Alleluia.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Peace be with you. It is I, alleluia. Do not be afraid. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peace be with you. It is I, alleluia. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. Christ has made known to us the life that lasts forever. With faith and joy, let us cry out to him, saying,
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Eternal Shepherd, look on your flock as it rises from sleep.
Feed us with the word of life and the bread from heaven.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Keep us safe from wolf and hireling.
And make us faithful in listening to your voice.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
You are present to all who preach your gospel and give power to their words.
Make us today preachers of your resurrection by our holiness of life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Be our great joy that no one can take from us,
so that we may reject sin with its sadness and reach out to eternal life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Set aside, O Lord, the bond of sentence written for us by the law of sin, which in the paschal mystery you cancelled through the resurrection of Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, the Walk to Mary is just a week from today, and there's still time to sign up. It's a 21-mile pilgrimage from the National Shrine of St. Joseph at De Pere, Wisconsin, to the only approved Marian apparition site in the U.S., Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. You can find out more at walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I will see you tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the relevant radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.